and take your place. I'm just a vessel, nothing more. When you're done, please take your glory and satisfy just to see you glorify. Father, take the stage, Lord, and have your way in this sanctuary. Speak to us. Give us a hearing ears. Give us a seeing eyes that we might see what you want us to see in your word. Give us a receptive heart that would accept your word. Let your word become flesh unto us, that it might nourish our spiritual being, that we might grow and become into that which you want us to become to. Father, we ask, O Lord, every spirit of buying and selling, we bind and we cast it into the bottomless pit. Father, Lord God, we ask, O Lord Jehovah, that you yourself will come and speak your word to us this morning, that our life will not remain the same again after this morning, O Lord. Thank you for your word ahead, O Lord, and let no man share in your glory as you leave us with a blessing, O Lord, this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. And the saints of God will say, amen, hallelujah, amen. Okay, amen. I missed this last one too. Thank you, Brother Fem. I will not miss it again. Amen. Okay, hallelujah. Good morning, everyone. Happy new month. Our pastor is unavoidably absent this morning. He's gone for ministerial work, and I know he's here with us, he's praying with us, and we trust that God Almighty will bring him back safely, and as many of our members also that have traveled, God Almighty will bring back them safely in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Quickly, we're going to, you know, be opening our Bibles to the book of Joshua, chapter 24, the book of Joshua, chapter 24, and we will be reading from verse 1, and we're going to read up on, I know it's a long verse, we're going to be reading from verse 1 to about 23, God helping us. So as we do it, I read 1, you read 2, we go on until we get to 23, amen. Are we there? Don't worry, whichever version you have, NLT, King James, NLT, NCV, whatever version, don't worry, let us make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Are we there? Joshua 24, we there? Good. So let's start. And Joshua gathered all the tribes of Israel to Shechem and called for the elders of Israel and for their heads and for their judges and for their officials, and they presented themselves before God. 2. And I took your father Abraham from other side of the flood and led him throughout all the land of Canaan and multiplied his seed and gave him Isaac. 4. I sent Moses also and Aaron, and I plagued Egypt according to that which I did amongst them, and afterward I brought you out. 6. And when they cried unto the Lord, he put darkness between you and the Egyptians and brought the sea upon them and covered them. And your eyes have seen what I have done in Egypt, and ye dwell in the wilderness a long season. 8. Then Balak the son of Zippor, king of Moab, arose and warred against Israel, and sent and called Balaam the son of Beor to curse you. 10. And he went over Jordan and came unto Jericho. And the men of Jericho fought against you, the Amorites, the Perizzites, and the Canaanites, and the Hittites, and the Gerizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites. And I delivered them into your hand. 12. And I have given you a land for which ye did not labor, and cities which ye built not, and ye dwell in them, of the vineyards and orchards which ye planted, not do ye eat. 14. And if it seems evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. 16. For the Lord our God, he it is that brought us up and our fathers out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage, and which did those great signs in all sights, and preserved us in all the way wherein we went, and among all the people through whom we passed. 18. And Joshua said unto the people, ye cannot serve the Lord, for he is a holy God. He is a jealous God. He will not forgive your transgression nor your sin. 20. We're going to end in verse 21. And the people said unto Joshua, nay, but we will serve the Lord. Hallelujah. I wanted us to read that verse for us to have a clear understanding of where we're coming from. The topic of the sermon this morning is choose now. Choose now. Choose now. We see the account of Joshua here calling all the children of Israel. This at this time Joshua was preparing to go to where his father was preparing to die. So Joshua gathered all the elders, gathered all the children of Israel, and brought them together, and was telling them, bringing to their memory, peradventure they've forgotten all that God did for them. Maybe they've forgotten that God brought them out of Egypt. Maybe they forgot that God was the one that parted the Red Sea. Maybe they forgot that it was the same God that when they were striking the children of the Egyptians, there was a land of Goshen that was keeping the children of Israel from being struck by all the things that the children of the Egyptians were going through. He was bringing to the remembrance of the Israelite to let them know that this God that has brought you thus far is faithful. He is faithful. He has said it and he has come through. And he was just telling them. He was just employing them that this and this and this and this is what God has done for you. Tell me, do you want to go back to the gods that your fathers were serving when Abraham was called? Or do you want to serve the God of this now city that you are now? Or you want to serve the God who has brought you through the thick and thin, who has seen you through, taken you away from Pharaoh, who has taken you away from that land of slavery, who has brought you out of that sickness, who has brought you out of that shame, who has brought you out of that disgrace, who has brought you out of those things that the trap that the enemy has put in the way that was supposed to have meant for you to stumble, to fall, to be dead, who has saved you from that trap? Choose, who do you want to serve? Where am I going to from here? God has brought us into the third month. January, we started January. Even let us just, I'm not talking about the years that God has seen us through. Ordinary January and February. Every one of us here, we know what we have gone through. We know the challenges that we faced in the month of January. We know the storms that blew away in the month of February. We knew all those things that we heard that were heart shaking, that our faith was shaking in the just this first 2 months. But God is still keeping us. We are still standing. We are still standing. We are not on the sick bed. We are not being hanged up on the life support. We have not been locked up. We are not being committed in an asylum. We are not. So there's so many things that God has done. So many people who slept and they did not wake up. God has kept us. This is the how many days now? Over 50 days already in the year 2020. God has been faithful. Not many people who started this year is able to see the first day of the month of March. This God that has seen us through. Many people did not, even from where we come from, they didn't want us to see 20. They didn't want us to see 30. They didn't want us to even see the next day when our parents had us. There were so many battles that God fought. Even for some of us, I had to come here to America. There were so many challenges that we had to face. There were so many things that we had to deal with. There's so many things that we have faced with. But God, in all, so many challenging exams, so many challenging courses that we had to sit for. But in all, God saw us through. God gave us victory. God gave us success. God did so many things for us. We are not in the homeless shelter. It's not that the people in the homeless shelter, they are unrighteous. No, 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 no. It's just the mercy of God that we have a roof over our head. There's so many people. Just the other day, the homeless people because of the shortage of homeless in Manhattan, all the homeless people are now in the train station sleeping. Some of them, they cannot even afford clothes. Myself and yourself, we go into the closet. We say, what can I wear? We are confused. Using 20 minutes. Should I combine that one to this one? Combine this one to this one. If to say we have just two, one shirt and one pant, we will not spend 20 minutes. One second is enough because you don't have any choice. You don't have any choice, right? But God, in all, God has been so faithful. God has been so faithful. God has seen us through all this. Things that they were supposed to kill us, things that were supposed to harm us, things that were supposed to bring disgrace and shame. But God did not allow those things to happen. People were waiting to see, let us see what is going to become of her. Let us see what is going to become of him. Let us see what is going to become of that family. They will come back and meet us. But God, each day is surprising them. They are still waiting and they will wait forever. But then God has done all this over the time, over the years. Has God not been faithful? Joshua brought it to the children of Israel and said, this God has seen you all through. All these challenges, the Red Sea, the mountains, Jericho, everything, brought down the wall of Jericho, they delivered you from this. Choose now who you want to serve. Do we want to go back to yesterday? When we go back to yesterday, there's no way we can have power over today. And there's no way tomorrow can be good. He said, oh, do you want to stay and worship this God of this land that you are in? How many of us are busy with the land of America? Do you know there's a spirit behind America? Whether you like it or not, it's a God-owned country. But there are some things that the enemy have programmed into the air. It takes an individual with a spiritual discernment to know that if care is not taken, you can fall into the trap. We are too busy for God. We are too busy to even spend time in the presence of God. We are too busy to even give a smile to our neighbor. People think they have to have $1 million. They have to do this grandiose thing for them to know that they are doing. A smile to someone can go a long way. A good morning to someone can go a long way. But we are too busy. We are too carried away. We are pursuing things that are supposed to be pursuing us. And money is very, very, very valuable in this land. And that is what the devil is using against us. We spend our time on things that are taking us away from God. America expects us to be like this. Hollywood expects us to be like this. Oh, the expat expects us to be like this. But we've forgotten the landmark of what the scripture says about the children of God. How we are supposed to live our life. How we are supposed to be a shining light. How we are supposed to commit ourselves to the things of God. Can I ask us this morning, how committed are you? This God who has given you the bread to breathe this morning, this God who woke you up this morning and brought you to this place, how committed am I? How committed are you to this God? Joshua called the children of Israel and was asking them, you need to commit to either the God of your father, those times when you were not born again. Those times you did not even know the Lord. That wasn't life. I can't say that. That wasn't life. Or the God of now that we're in America. I need to see, don't get me wrong. It's not, there's not, see, I love life. There's nothing wrong in living in a nice, you know, mansion, driving a nice car, wearing a nice dress, jewelry. There's nothing wrong with it. Don't get me wrong. But at what expense though? At what expense? At the expense of us not having quality time with our family. We keep saying that the children are not doing well. How many of us parents, I'm even speaking, how many of us have quality time with our children? This is something, I'm not only talking to us, I'm talking to myself, because this is a reflection that Holy Spirit, how many quality, family quality time do we have? Husbands and wives, how many time do we spend with ourselves? Most of the time, my husband will say, you always talk, everything's about children. About, take out time, let us, you see, sometimes we get carried away. It's not that we intentionally want to do those things. Sometimes it's environment we find ourselves. If care is not taken, we just keep going round and round. And time is going. We are getting older. We are getting older. And by the time we look back, you begin to question yourself, what did I use my 30 years to do? What did I use my 40 years to do? Ever since I kept asking myself. I see people doing things for God. I begin to ask, what age is that person? They say 30. I say, Layemi. Oh my God. Layemi, sorry. Layemi means, oh my God. I asked myself, at that age, what was I doing for God? If this person can fly high at this age for God, what was I doing with that, my age at that age? So nowadays, I think God is just opening my eyes. Time waits for nobody. What we need to do today, please let us do it. Nobody, I'm not saying none of us will die young in the mighty name of Jesus. But guess what? Tomorrow is not promised to anyone. Even this minute, is not promised to anyone. We just pray that God should please preserve our lives. Choose who you will serve. The God of the past, the God of now, the flamboyances, the Hollywood effect, the whatever effect that is going on out there, or the God who has kept you and helped you. You think it is your doing that you have not lost your mind? There's so many people that have lost their mind. It's not that they did anything bad. Some people did not do anything. Yes, I know some people take drugs and their mind is off. But breaking news, there are some people out there, they did not do drugs. They did not do anything. But they've lost their mind. But our mind is intact. I know who Antitaya is. I know who Sister Fayoke is. It is not by our power. It is not by our might. It is just by the grace and mercy of God. God has been helping us. How committed are you to God? The generation we find ourselves now, this generation, if care is not taken, sometimes when they talk, I'm always scared. Their commitment level is so pathetic. I'm sorry. I look at what they do sometimes and say, my God. children to parents, parents to children, even to the academics. Some people want to be lawyers, they want to be engineers. How committed are they to their studies? It doesn't fall from heaven. You need to pay the price. Nothing good comes easy. You have to burn candles to get to where you want to get to. Anybody that tells you that it's easy, that person is a liar. Nothing is easy. But with God, we can do all things. He said, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God delivereth them from all. He said, when you are in the fire, in the midst of storm, it did not say probably. He said, when? So there's going to be times of difficulties and challenges. But he has promised us that he will be there for us. He will not allow the water to drown us. He will not allow the fire to burn us. How committed are you to your studies? How committed are you to that thing that you want to become? You cannot be a doctor overnight. Everybody's running for fast money. It's never done. Life is full of processes. It's a journey. There's a beginning, there's a continuation, and there's an ending. You have to start from somewhere, continue, and you end somewhere. Joshua was telling the children of Israel, asking the children of Israel, what do you want to commit to? You hear some people, even before they enter marriage, they're saying, well, if it doesn't work, I'm checking out. That is the mentality of the generation now. So why are you even getting into the marriage cell? If already the foundation is, if it doesn't work, I'm checking out. You've already finished that marriage. You already have alternative. If it doesn't work, I'll go. Where are those times? I say, if thunder runs, if even fire comes, I may need for it forever. There's no commitment. Husbands and wives. That's why there's so many. I'm not saying some people are abused. Yeah. I'm not saying that. But the generation that we are in, the commitment level is so low and it's scary. Everyone is myself, myself, myself. Someone was saying, if everyone can go into marriage, having in mind that once I enter, that is it, final, nothing. I think maybe people will begin to wake up and divorce you through any little thing. I want a divorce. Any little thing. They don't know that marriage is a school on its own, that you'd never graduate until God takes you out. Hollywood has painted a false marriage hood for people. They see everything rosy-dowsy. Six-pack, eight-pack, with Rolls Royce, with money in the bank. Again, I'm not saying that is not good. It is good. But then, what is the word of God saying concerning marriage? No, these are areas that we need to ask ourselves. How committed are you to your husband? How committed are you to your wife? How committed are you to your children? If you are not committed to the people you are seeing, how can you be committed to God? How can you be committed to God? God has not brought you to this earth to just come and occupy the earth. God can raise stone and put people. God can do something and raise something and form that person, because it's all doing. God brought us into this earth to play some certain roles. And he has given us the ability to function in those roles. Are we functioning in those roles? Are we functioning as God has called us to function in those roles? Are we committed to the thing that God has put in our hands to commit? Bible says, husband, love your wife. Husband, are you loving your wife? Well, Bible says, wife, respect your... Some of us want to marry, but we want to have a husband. We don't want to be a wife. How can you have that? You can't eat your cake and have it. You want to have a wife, but you don't want to be a husband. How is that possible? Commitment is key. If you want to attain success, if you want to attain productivity, if you want to attain increase, if you want to get result, commitment is key. Even in the industry, when you see people that are committed, if you have one person that is committed, it's better than someone that is very knowledgeable. Because the knowledge, if he finds money, is zoomed. But the one that is committed will make sure that come rain, come shine, whatever happens, that business must not fall. They will do everything that it takes to keep that business standing because of commitment. Our God is committed to us. That is why we are still alive. That is why we are still walking with our legs. That is why we are still talking with him. He's committed to us. Coronavirus is going around. Who says that it can? See, anything can happen. In this world, anything can happen, but it will not happen unto those that God has called as his own. God is committed to bring his word to pass in our life. But are we committed to him? Committed to that which he has entrusted in your hands? Are you committed to your parents? Are you committed to your wife? Are you committed to your husband? Are you committed to your studies? Are you committed to the job that God has put in your hand? Secular job, ministerial job, spiritual work that God... Are you committed? Are you committed as a brother? Are you committed as a sister? Joshua called the children of Israel. I put before you three things. But for me and my household, I will serve the Lord. Because of all the things that God has brought me through. Because of all the things that God has helped me. A little girl from Fadi who grew up in a very rural area. Thank God for Jesus for my life. Here in America now. Here in places I did not even think that I could be. And things I could do. It is not by my power. It's not that I have any connection. It's not that I'm nice. Maybe I'm nice, praise the Lord, but that is not it. But by the mercy of God, why would I leave it for things that will not at the end of, because there's one place that every one of us is running to attend, and that is heaven. If you don't have American passport, you cannot enter America. You need everything, a visa or green card or whatever to enter America. Do you have what it requires to enter heaven? Let's ask ourselves that question. We all know the requirement to enter into heaven. Let's check our spiritual passport and see if our record, if God calls us home today, we'll be welcomed with clap and angels singing, "Welcome thou, good servant, come in and into your rest." It's just a food for thought. As we thank God for bringing us into a new month, let us check our commitment level. In every role that God has called us to play, are we committed? If you are committed, your marriage will work. If you are committed, what you want to become in life, you will get there. It might take a few years, but you will get there. You will get there. It's not how quickly, but you will get there. God has never failed. And he will not fail concerning us in Jesus' name. Please, let's hold on and hang on. Let us not be carried away by all the things that is going on. The noises going on around. All the distractions going on. Let us not be. We can easily be carried away by all those things. Please, let us make a conscious effort. Commitment is not it's not an emotion. It's an action. You need to put in and consciously decide that I want to throw in my all into God. I want to trust him. I want to trust my husband. I want to trust my, even though despite their weakness, you don't want to love your husband when he's only lovable on Friday. Even if on Thursday he's not lovable, you still have no choice. You have to love. Commitment is not seasonal. It is not seasonal. Please, let us ask God for the grace to commit to him, to commit to that which he has entrusted into our hands. So that on the last day when we are called, when the book is open, you say, "Yes, I've called you to, I told you to go to planet Earth." Okay, you're a mother, you have three children. How did you impact your life? You're a wife. How did you impact the wife of your, how did he play a role in your husband's life? You are a daughter. What did you do in the life of your father? You are a sister. What did you do in the life of your sibling? You are a daughter-in-law, sister-in-law. What did you do in that? What did you do in the life of those who that God has put in your hands? Everyone that is in your spheres of life, they are there for a reason. God is not a God of accident. The people we work with at work, they are not there by accident. There's a reason why God has brought them into our lives. As we round up, and as we look forward to a glorious match, let us propose in our heart that I want to be committed to God because He's committed to me. I want to be committed. I want to be committed as a worker, as a father, as a mother, as a daughter, as a son, as a sister, as a brother. And see that God will give you the grace. Because the grace is sufficient for us. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Let us rise up on our feet. As we rise up on our feet, please let us try to bring the kids. As we rise up on our kids, let's ask God to help us. It is not easy. Commitment will require some sacrifices. It will require some things that would be hurtful and painful, but we still need to commit. So let's ask God for grace. Grace, 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 because without the grace of God, we cannot be totally committed in those areas and those roles that God has called us to play. Let's ask God for grace. We can do it. Jesus was committed up until the cross when He gave up His life and says, "It is finished." Joshua called the children of Israel and said, "Choose ye therefore who you will serve. This God who has helped you through these years. This God who has carried you through." Let's ask God for grace. Because without the grace of God, we are not able to do all those things. Please let God hear you as you ask for grace. Because we need to finish well. We need to finish strong. We need to end in heaven. We cannot come on this earth and suffer and get to heaven and we're not able to enter into heaven. Let's ask God for the grace. Father, help us to become, help me to be committed totally, totally to you, Lord. Masita libro kushata libro nda zeki yanda libros manda libro suta lara roto shate kete nde libro se nde libro ma libro ndo zeki yeke te labro ndo zante yede libros. Father, help us, O Lord, your Jehovah, Lord, as we journey in this 2020, that you help us to be committed to you, O Lord, and to that which you have entrusted in our hands, O Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. As we continue in prayer, let us stretch forth our hands to the children. Let's first and foremost thank God for bringing them into the month of March. Let's thank God for God keeping them throughout the month of February, that we didn't have any cause to rush any of them to the emergency or any one of them admitted. Let's give God all the praise and thank God for the month of March for them. That God Almighty, who has seen them through the first 2 months of this year, will see them through the month of March in the mighty name of Jesus. We will not have any cause to rush any of them to the emergency room. We'll not have any cause, and there will be no cause for any of them to be admitted in the mighty name of Jesus. God Almighty, as they go to school, go everywhere they go to, that the presence of God will overshadow them. That God Almighty will go before them and after them. That God Almighty will grant them, continue to grant them wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. As they go forth, that God Almighty will make their light shine and shine brighter. They will stand out among their peers in the mighty name of Jesus. No evil eyes will see this one. No eyes of the kidnappers will see this ones in the mighty name of Jesus. No eyes of the child molesters will see this ones in the mighty name of Jesus. We cover them in the blood of Jesus. We soak them in the blood of Jesus. Because they are your anointed, Father Lord God, no one will trouble them in the mighty name of Jesus. They've started this month of March well. They will finish well in the mighty name of Jesus. Let's lift up everyone whose wedding anniversary is this month, that God Almighty will continue to uphold every marriages that are celebrating their wedding anniversary this month. That God Almighty will continually renew the wine in their marriage. That God Almighty will continue to bind every marriage together in unity. There will be respect. There will be tranquility in their homes in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We bless your name for the marriages celebrating their wedding anniversary, oh Lord God, this month. Lord, you will bless their home. You will You bless their children. Lord God, you renew the wine in their homes in the mighty name of Jesus. Their marriages will not scatter in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father Lord. Let's lift up our voices to everyone that is celebrating their birthdays to this month of March. That God Almighty, even as you will make them to see, you know, I've seen this a new year, and those that are about to celebrate also in this month of March, that will make them to see that another year, that God Almighty will increase them in every area of their life, even as He's increasing our age in the mighty name of Jesus. That God Almighty will prosper us in the mighty name of Jesus. That this will not be the last birthdays that we'll celebrate in this month of March in the mighty name of Jesus. It will be well with us. It will be well with all that pertaineth and concerneth us in the mighty name of Jesus. As we celebrate in this new month, God Almighty will give us to us, will usher into our life new joy, new peace, new grace in the mighty name of new abundance, new increase, new favor in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father Lord God. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. That Olulana, please, can you round up, sir?
Father, we want to thank you. Lord, we bless your holy name. Ancient of Days, we commit all our children into your hand. Mighty everlasting God, just like Daniel, excellent spirit, O Lord, grant unto every one of them in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you and thank you, everlasting God. Let us stretch our hand towards our mommy pastor and ask God to fill her afresh.